Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's take a look at the life of Moses and see where the real power is. I'm going to read to you from Exodus chapter 5, verse 1, where we read this. Afterward, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, "Thus says the Lord God of Israel, let my people go that they may hold a feast to me in the wilderness." Moses came to Pharaoh with a bold demand. To appreciate how audacious Moses' request was, we must understand the power and authority the pharaohs claimed to have. The Egyptians of that day said that every pharaoh was a child of the sun, that he was a friend to the greatest gods of Egypt, and that he sat with them in their own temples to receive worship alongside them. A pharaoh was never a public servant. The entire public lived to serve the pharaoh. His power and authority were supreme, and there was no constitution or law or legislature higher than Pharaoh or even remotely equal to him. An inscription by a pharaoh on an ancient Egyptian temple gives us the idea. It reads like this: "I am that which was and is and shall be, and no man has lifted my veil." The pharaoh thought he was more than a man. He thought he was a god, and the Egyptians agreed. This is what Moses was up against. Now, after Moses had the remarkable encounter at the burning bush, and after he saw God turn the hearts of the leaders of Israel towards him, Moses then had to confront the real enemy, Pharaoh. It must have been a strange feeling for Moses to return to Pharaoh's palace. He once walked those same halls as a prince and might have one day sat on Pharaoh's throne himself. Yet, as we read in Hebrews chapter 11, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. That's Hebrews 11, 26. Moses knew both man's power and God's power, and he knew that in God, he was more powerful than Pharaoh was. No one would have thought that Moses would win when he fought Pharaoh for the future of Israel. Pharaoh looked like a sure winner, holding all the power and all the advantage. But God was on Moses' side, and it's never smart to bet against God. God wins no matter what the odds. You can be confident in God's power today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.